Step 11, Word Parsing. Of all the activities that university or seminary Greek students dread the most in their studies of biblical Greek is the parsing of individual words. Indeed, it is a tedious activity but a very necessary one if some competency with the Greek New Testament is ever achieved. To be clear, this begins at the smallest unit of the Greek language. And given the nature of ancient Greek, it is enormously challenging because of the seemingly endless spellings, in the hundreds, of a Greek verb, each with a slightly different meaning. Unfortunately, far too often this is about as far as the teaching of biblical Greek in the classroom carries the student. And so a bitter taste remains about learning the original language of the New Testament writings. Greek, like every Western language, uses words as the basic building blocks of idea expression. But words come together in order to form phrases, and clauses, and sentences. All of these produce ideas that are woven together, in order to complete a document packed full of rich and beautiful ideas. But it begins with individual words, that typically possess enormously greater self-contained meaning, than is ever possible for any single word in any modern Western languages to have. Plus, a level of precision in idea expression exists in ancient classical and Koine forms of Greek that is unmatched by modern languages. When one reads, for example, a modern American English translation of the New Testament, only up to around 20% of the meaning in the underlying Greek text is being communicated. The rest is lost to the reader. A significant portion of the heresies in Christian tradition can be traced back to their being based on a translation of the text, rather than being taken from the original Greek text. Here is where serious commentaries based on the Greek text become invaluable resources for tapping into the deeper meaning of the Greek text.